USA Triathlon brings you Endurance Planet. How far can you go?
Crossing the line has the power to change your life.
The 2007 version of Kathy Gray's of North Hatboro, Massachusetts is much different than the 2001 version. In 6 years, her life has changed on a number of levels. Back then, fitness wasn't part of her vocabulary, and even after doing a sprint triathlon, she didn't think she liked the sport much. Now, she describes her training rides in zen-like terms.
It's just this incredible place that I get when I cycle that... You know, all the stress of my life goes away, and I just enjoy the moment where I am now. You know, I see the world, I smell the world. I often in my BT blog I'll talk about what I smell, and people kind of laugh. But it's just part of experiencing nature and being out there that's so different than everyday life. I mean, I love riding new routes and finding new roads that are these cool back roads, and you see these things that, you know, in a car you just don't see, and I love it. And I get that too running, but it's different. I have my bike zone, I call it, and my run zone that are just this special place that I get that's just, it's a wonderful feeling, and I just feel so super after I do it, and it's just this amazing experience that makes, you know, riding and running so enjoyable that, you know, no matter what, if I didn't race, I'd want to do it forever just because it's so much fun.
Kathy Graves is BeginnerTriathlete.com's Beginner Triathlete of the Month, as voted on by her peers on BT. Today on Endurance Planet, we tell you how the mom from Massachusetts changed her life and how it's benefiting those around her. Six years ago, Kathy Graves joined a women's soccer team. Some of her teammates were talking about the sport of triathlon, and Graves decided to challenge herself. If she could do a sprint try, she could prove to herself that she'd changed, or was changing anyway. At that time, she weighed about 250 pounds. The more tries she did, the better she liked it. How much different is Kathy now as opposed to then?
Well, I've lost about 95 pounds, and so I used to wear size 26, and now I wear a size 10, so that's pretty big change. But more than that, I think triathlons has changed my mind in that I believe in myself that I can achieve things that are challenging, and I like doing things that are physically challenging to just drive to do something that's fun. And, you know, like ride my bike, I love riding my bike, and it's sort of when I ride I get in this place in my head that I only get when I ride, and it's something, in some ways it's selfish because it's just for me, but I think it makes me a better well-rounded person because it gives me some alone me time. We have 5 kids, so it's nice sometimes to just do something by yourself.
You heard Ryan. Graves works a multi-sport lifestyle around being a mom to 5 children. And it's not really so much working around the kids, but working the kids into the training.
My daughter, Emily, who's now 12, sometimes she'll ride with me, and I have that be my warm-up. Like, she'll ride maybe 5 or 10 miles, and then, which is about all that she really wants to ride. And sometimes my husband comes along, too. And then I ride back home, drop him off, and then I go for my workout. My younger daughter, Libby's 9, she'll sometimes, like, when I run, she'll ride her scooter. So then we're pretty much paced the same. Or she'll sometimes ride her bike. But, I mean, my youngest daughter, the day she learned to ride a bike without training wheels, she goes, "When can I do my first triathlon? And what's on my training plan for today, Mom? I need to practice transitions." And, you know, I mean, these are just things she's picked up just being part of our family, and it's so cool.
And, for example, in the summer they'll go to the Y, which has 1 lane for swimming laps and the rest for playing.
So the kids and I will go together. I'll do my workout, and they play in the pool, and then I can play with them afterwards. So they, you know, we spend time together, but I get my workout in, and they get to have fun, too.
So what you kind of thought of as a selfish endeavor isn't so selfish after all. Everybody is involved.
You know, like my kids, four of my five kids have done triathlons. I was lucky this summer to be able to do a relay with my 12-year-old daughter where she swam and ran, and I did the bike. After I did it, I was in a bike crash, so I couldn't run or swim. And, I mean, that was a very cool thing to do with your daughter. And we've done a 5K mother-daughter race. And, you know, physical fitness now in our family is just part of what we are. And that's something new, which it's exciting because I think it's a great thing for our kids to learn and bring into the future so that they hopefully have an example of healthy lifestyle and motivation to try and do different things. You know, because it's not about winning. It's about doing things that you have fun doing. And that's what we try to do.
Graves is now training to do Ironman Lake Placid next year. The thing that's kind of counterintuitive about all the working out is that she has more energy for her family now than she did before.
That's one of the things about losing weight and getting in shape is that I just have much more energy for life. And that comes through in stuff we can do in our family. And, you know, like tonight we're doing a Zumba class at the Y. It's a you know, family class, and it's, you know, it's kind of like an exercise dance class, but it's something my girls are really looking forward to doing. It's something fun to do together. And, you know, after I come back from my workouts, my kids ask me all these questions that are very cute. You know, how was it, Mom? Did you do well? Was your pace good? Were you, you know, did you enjoy yourself? Because we always talk about training and racing. It's all about having fun. That's the most important thing. And I think it's nice because I know that they're proud of me and they, you know, enjoy talking about it with me and being part of it. Like, they love coming to the races and cheering me on. And even, like, when I did a long run and my husband was with my girls doing something, and they came home and they found where I was on the route, and they rolled down the windows and they start yelling, "Yay, Mom! Yay, Mom!" It was very sweet, but it was very fun. It was just like a super cool moment for me to see my family supporting me, and just in a silly, fun way, though.
And Graves sees that she's not only changed her life, but perhaps the course of her kids' life. While she was well into adulthood before she discovered the benefits of an active lifestyle, her kids are already going down that road.
And they want to try different things. They all play soccer, but, you know, Emily wants to be on the track team, and she's thought about being on the swim team. And, you know, it's good to just try different activities because you don't know the thing that's going to make you, that's going to get you excited. You know, it may be that, you know, she can do whatever she wants, and that's great. And I like that, you know, we talk about sports nutrition and, you know, what should they drink at soccer practice and, you know, what's a good thing to eat before games. But that's stuff that when I was a kid no one ever talked about. You know, we didn't consider those things. And so it's easier to learn it as a kid. And, you know, even if they fall away from exercise and being kind of a healthy lifestyle, hopefully it's trained them so that at a time when they're older, it will come back to them. So it's sort of like passing on a gift to them, hopefully that they can enjoy physical fitness for their whole life.
Congratulations to Kathy Graves, our BeginnerTriathlete.com Beginner Triathlete of the Month. That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet, a BT edition. I'm Kevin Patrick.